This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevens with us. And, class, something to think about, gas prices. I just went to GasBuddy.com, and I looked up gas prices in Springfield, Missouri, because they're shooting up very quickly. Regular, the cheap stuff, is $2.59 a gallon yesterday. Premium is $3.09. California, regular ranges between $3.89 and $4.79 a gallon for gasoline, regular, in Los Angeles. The premium gasoline in Los Angeles ranges from $4.39 to $5.39 a gallon. Why is that? Well, oil prices are up because the Trump administration announced that they ended the Iranian oil waiver. So we are not inclined to like the idea that countries are buying oil from Iran. So we're making it more difficult. And these oil waivers, the end of these oil waivers, are removing about a million barrels a day from the market. Removing a million barrels of oil a day from the market, which is causing prices of oil to spike. So you're probably going to see increases for a while longer. How long? I don't know. But prices have gone up, and we decided late last night that we were going to top off our tanks and make sure we have gasoline for chainsaws and our equipment to keep the farm operational without paying the new and improved higher prices. Rich, are you seeing any signs of this in your neck of the woods?
Well, sure. This is a national, worldwide story. The big reason why oil is going up, because Saudi has to bring their oil prices up in order to sell this big company that they want to sell. And then you have the tar sands running out of easy-to-find oil. You have Russia and Saudi agreeing together to lower production. You have lack of pipelines and lack of new refineries to collect this oil. The powers that be want to bring down freedom in America, so they're using Cloward and Piven strategies. One example is increasing and overwhelming the system with immigration. So if they can also raise oil prices dramatically, that can also bring down the economy. And you have to remember that a lot of these prices are manufactured prices because supply is still pretty high. So the fact that we are the number one exporter and we have a 1,000-year supply of natural gas is no reason why oil should go up, but because of the other outside influences, they are. So, when everything happens financially or economically and socially and politically in this country, it's basically done. There's always behind the scenes reasons. Pardon the analogy. It's just like all this crap about Russian collusion. Okay, the reason why, the main reason the Mueller report was created and went this long, it was so the Democrats could win Congress in 2018. Not by merit, but by manufacturing perception. So everything out there behind the scenes has false stories, anonymous sources, lies, propaganda, smear campaigns. You know, it's to hold the narrative at all the costs. So for us patriots, for the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners, it doesn't matter what we do. We can cure cancer. We can create a something that will give every person in America the ability to live to 250 years old. We can create wealth for everyone. It doesn't matter. We are still going to be demonized by the super wealthy powers that be because of their addiction to power, money, and control. And this is why I tell everybody to read up, research up, and speak up in that order. We have to think for ourselves, because when you see a heading, when you see especially something that comes from the mainstream media, they are so selling us a narrative. And usually you got to play chess and play it for four or five moves to see why they're doing something. Because thinking outside the box, thinking for ourselves, using common sense and logic, and demanding truth is all we have. Because they're going to throw antis, isms, and phobias and try to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize the people at every turn. And you can see how they, some of the ways they do it. They use the biggest celebrity names, actors, singers, athletes, businesses, big business people, and they increase the probability of fake news by using celebrity status. And they don't allow the individual to have ideas of solution. They're following scripts and saying the same message on every station from every celebrity in order to save the status quo. In other words, they're not doing anything for the people. They're just attacking freedom and liberty, the rule of law, truth, accountability, and self-sufficiency. So you got to remember, when you talk, when we start this conversation, oh, is oil going up? It looks like it is. But you got to go behind the scenes and play chess for four or five moves to see why it's going up. Because the powers that be are always going to sell the people a false narrative, false story, and they're going to come up. They're not going to have real sources. Everything's going to be anonymous. Everything's going to be lies, propaganda, hoaxes, and false flags. Everything. Almost 100%. Everything. Maybe 6% is true, is analogous to a lost leader or a product in a supermarket. They're going to make certain products go on sale and give them away inexpensively to get you in the store. And that's how they do it. Vince?
Just as a side note about the kind of jives with what we're talking about today. So I got under our Chevy pickup truck. It's 2004 model work truck. Nothing fancy, very plain. And I saw that the front stabilizer is broken. You might call it a sway bar. It's also called a front stabilizer. And this is almost completely broken off. And what Chevrolet has done in their quest to lower the cost and lower the quality of their vehicles, I believe they used a process called hammer forging. So they take a heavy bar of steel, they bend it, and then for the ends, they hammer forge on another piece of steel. And that breaks off under the stress and under moisture getting in between the two pieces of steel that they hammer forged together. In the winter, it gets damp, and when water freezes, it expands and breaks off this end. So that's what Chevy did. And I went to get a replacement. I asked our son to pick up a replacement sway bar from an auto salvage yard yesterday, and he brought it back, and I can see why the first one failed. Because the second one, if we don't weld it together on the ends, it'll fail the same way the first one did. So what I'm talking about is, I know that we're not the only one that has a broken sway bar or stabilizer on the front of the truck. So you're driving around the highways and byways, and there are vehicles that have broken parts because of the cheapening of the quality of the manufacturing of parts on your vehicle. I have very little confidence that the vehicles that are surrounding me on the interstate are in sufficient condition to be safe. I don't believe that most of them are. Why? Because I see them. I get under these vehicles that are brought to our farm for repairs. It's unbelievable, the condition. I'm talking about U-joints that are just about broken off. A U-joint holds the drive shaft on. Imagine driving behind a pickup truck and you're five car lengths behind or seven and the drive shaft falls off. Oh, and it's 6 feet, 7 feet long and this 4-inch piece of tubular steel or aluminum flies off from under the center of the vehicle and then you get to wear it with the front of your car. Does it happen? Absolutely it happens. Wheels fall off cars. I was in a bus. We chartered a bus to take my students to a convention, the Computer electronics show in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was in the front of the bus talking to the bus driver to keep him awake. And across the divided highway came rolling a tractor trailer wheel and tire coming right toward the front of the bus. The front of the bus was this great big glass assembly, two windows. That couple hundred pound tire rolling at 60, 70 miles an hour toward us would have taken out the bus. Fortunately, we saw it, told him, he swerved, we didn't hit the tire, and it rolled right off into the ditch. These kind of things actually happen. You need to be prepared for it. So my answer, Rich, is I want to be away from people. I want to be away from all this grand stupidity. How is it possible that someone didn't pay attention to the wheel and tire assembly on that tractor trailer, and that wheel and tire assembly came flying toward us? Was it a bearing failure? Did somebody forget to check the rear axle lubricant? Did they forget to check the wheel bolts that hold the wheel on? What happened? Was it just a mechanical failure? I don't know. But it was certainly extremely dangerous. Because if we were going 60 and it was going 60 miles an hour, that would have been a 120 mile an hour impact. So I'm seeing lots of stupidity everywhere I go. And that's why I live where I live. And I suggest you consider doing the same thing. Because as I see it, and as our class sees it, and as your instructors see it, things are getting worse. Not better, worse. Did I overstate that, Rich?
No, all systems bought and paid for, Vince. Credentials now trump common sense. Hey, I'm just looking at the time, buddy. Is it okay if I try to go through what interest rates I feel are going to go down? Just so
you've got
that people can have a little ammunition after this next break.
Yep, you've got the floor. I'm going to sit back, relax, have a cup of coffee, and listen to the update. We'll be back with Rich Sheehan.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, the economic update.
All right. I haven't done this in a few weeks, folks, and I know I do get requests for these. And I try to put it in perspective that of things that you don't really hear from the mainstream media, because the little guy has no representation, protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law anymore. So this is why I think interest rates will probably go down or at least stay the same. The first example I have here is there's so much talk about labor force being so tight, basically unemployment. Well, if it was so tight, then supply and demand would have wages go up. In fact, they'd be going up a lot compared to how the powers that be are saying the economy is. Same thing with interest rates. Now, the labor market isn't that strong or accurate, especially with unemployment, underemployment numbers. Same thing with CPI and inflation. Lower unemployment claims are due to basically the gig economy that we've had turned into, where many are self-employed contractors, and the numbers are cooked and rigged on top of it. Now, there's one constant that, even though we're in QT quantitative tightening, one constant is, whether it be our central bank or other central banks, there's still printing going on. There's still stock buybacks going on. So cash and cheap credit is available, and unfortunately it's going to the wrong people. We need QE for the people, and I talked about that in great detail over the last couple of years. And equities are still overbought because of stock buybacks, one of the reasons. So without stock buybacks, basically the people would be yelling Geronimo. Now, who'd be yelling Geronimo? It's not the average Joe. It's the top 10%, because the average Joe can't afford stocks or equities, and they definitely can't afford the risk with the fundamentals, the markets, and all these terms that I've talked about already earlier in the show, which have been redefined. So, you gotta look at the fact that we have over $9 trillion in corporate debt. So that's to the moon. We have zombie companies, government debt to the moon. And you gotta look at, remember how I talked about selling the narrative? You gotta look at the corporate earnings. Because after occurring at a lot of levels as well. And when you look at the 2019 quarter one corporate earnings, they're looking pretty poor. But don't worry, the revisions will take care of that. Okay, everything gets revised, only for the benefit of not the little people, but of selling the narrative. They say we're supposed to have QT until September. Now remember, whether it be easing or tightening, there's typically a half year lag time. And what the benefit of that is to manufacture the narratives of why that happened. Product shipments are declining, including the Baltic Dry Index, West Coast port imports, domestic trucking. Over the last 4 months, we have the highest percentage of IPOs, initial public offerings, with negative earnings. That should be a big red flag to our future economic growth. Manufacturing is slowing in the U.S. and Europe. PMI wholesale numbers are dropping. All this talk about these trade deals with China, from what I read, I don't think there's going to be a revision. And people talk about, well, we have to have a trade deal with China because they have this great GDP number. Well, from what I read, cut their GDP in half. Because you're looking at a country who doesn't care about intellectual property, patents, copyrights, etc. Do you really believe what they say? And their GDP is typically related to, greatly related to real estate. And we know that they have built a lot of zombie cities over the years that are unoccupied. So cut their GDP in half, and keep in mind China also, they don't come out with revisions. So if things need to be changed for the right reasons, at the end of their quarter, after 15 days, they just come out with their number, and they say that's it. Period. Next, we have a decline in sales, new orders, hiring practices, basically only increase when money printing occurs. In other words, stimulus pumping money while inventories are growing in almost every industry. Interest rates and the yield curve, we've talked about that, the inversions many times. What happened from 1 month to 10 year is probably at least 25 different yield curve inversions over the past few months. Next, the Fed admitting quantitative easing could be useless. Now think about that admission. So that means we could literally go from a deflationary, stagflationary situation into a hyperinflationary situation. Loss of confidence is a very fickle thing.
Yeah, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast this morning is addressed by President Trump's acting chief of staff. Mick Mulvaney tells the audience of about 1,000 Catholics that the president supports religious freedom for all, but often brings up the threats facing Christians when he meets with foreign leaders.
I can assure you that I have been sitting with him in the Oval Office, in the cabinet room, with leaders from around the world, where he will look at them and say, now, you're not doing enough to take care of the Christians in your country, or thank you for helping the Christians in your country.
Mulvaney also says the president encourages people of all religions and faiths who work at the White House to take their faith and work it into our policies, in his words. Arguments have begun before the Supreme Court over a proposed citizenship question on the 2020 census that the administration supports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
OffGridMontana.com. Rich Sheehan, please continue with the economic update.
Well, thanks, Vince. I was talking about the Federal Reserve note before the break. Now, what happens if we bail out the banks, bail out the big corporations again? What happens if there's a special drawing right, which means a basket of currencies? What happens if the Federal Reserve note comes back from abroad, which is probably 2-3 times as amount as greenbacks abroad across the ponds than there is here in the States? What happens if we lose the petrodollar status, the world reserve currency status? I read about this stuff every day on top of the news that I'm telling you and the news that I have been telling you. This isn't to create doom and gloom, folks. This is to make you think outside the box, make you prepare, think about the basics like food, water, and shelter. That's why we talk about buying land and varied topography and the things we've discussed. Just three articles right here. It's only April, and U.S. retailers have already shuttered more stores than they did all of last year. All of last year. Shuttered is a key a code word for closed. The next article, the joy of earning billions and paying no taxes, is a list of off a zero hedge of 60 corporations that don't pay taxes. Next article, Deutsche Bank still has $49 trillion. $1 billion in derivatives, despite a $354 billion U.S. bailout. You heard that correctly. So the central banks, it could be us, it could be the BOJ, Bank of Japan, could be the ECU, it could be the Switzerland National Bank, it could be, it doesn't matter. The elite are all in it together to be creative with accounting, whether it be buying stocks or buying bonds, just to keep the farce going their way for their own benefit, because they don't want the system to change. Now, you look at housing starts and permits, they're basically sucking wind. Now, there's been some recent housing starts that have increased in certain parts of the country, but yet the prices have gone down. Now, when people homestead and they build a house, regarding housing starts, it's not typically the average Joe. It's typically the wealthier people. Now, you look at retail sales growth, 6,000 stores have already closed down. That includes auto factories as well. And despite there's been some positive gains in March retail, but mostly it's because of credit cards. So when the average Joe goes out and purchases something because they have a lot of despair, but they don't have the cash, but they need to have something that makes them feel good, to go out and they're buying it on credit cards. And that, of course, decreases savings and increases debt, which is the wrong direction that the bottom 93% of people need to go. So the whole system is basically enriching the insiders. Now, American business growth, now this was in a survey, so you can, I'm sure the powers that be are going to debate this, in April hit a 31-month low. American business growth in April hit a 31-month low. Now, when you look at Keynesian economics, you look at the Federal Reserve and just the Swiss system, the central bank system in general, it's based on population growth. Now, you've heard me many times blame the central bank corrupt monetary policies, Keynesian economics, group identity politics, which in short is lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. That does not empower anybody, especially that group, an individual, or a nation. It destroys them. Now, when you look at demographics, which is the fourth reason that I talked about, and I've talked about this stuff in great, great detail over the years. Demographics, folks, I mentioned how the number one growth group earlier, what, 2050 is going to be the old people. Okay, now think about this. Peak spending in America for the last few generations is between 45 and 47. Peak spending in America for the last few generations is from 45 to 47. So as you have this big clump, this largest demographic growth group going into retirement, getting old, they've obviously passed the peak spending years. So what we should be concentrating on, and I don't know if we should do it via a law or some type of light at the end of the tunnel program that's going to benefit the people, but that should be for production, for job growth, things of that nature, not for personal consumption. And this is just some of the reasons that I feel interest rates should go down. And I would personally love to see long rates go really far down. And I know I've talked about QE for the people many times, but we have to admit that we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment. And as long as we continue the central bank printing, as long as we continue this Keynesian economic nightmare, when in doubt, inflate, changing money supplies with, printing money, changing it, growth of economy. None of that works. GDP is not equivalent to happiness. We have to change, get rid of all those old acronyms and definitions, and look at things like saving. Look at getting out of debt. We can't continue to insult the work ethic, the ability, the intelligence of all these people with group identity politics. It just degrades and disrespects and depresses the people. So we can't allow the powers that be to hold on to the narrative. The little people have to do the reading, the research, and the talking. And because everything for us is speculation or hedging. And I think we need to start investing in ourselves, like buying some land. Because we have a new era coming out of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy that comes with it. tolerance, diversity, prosperity. You guys feel more prosperous? The middle class is becoming extinct. It has nothing to do with it. These are words to satisfy you temporarily. It's all professional words and nothing. It's Hegelian dialectic. It's all fake and phony. So we need to think of ways to survive. Never mind thrive. We got to think of ways to survive, and it's got to be outside the box. And that's one of the reasons that we talk on USA Prepare is about not forgetting the past. In other words, relearning those lost 19th century skills, but dovetailing those with 21st century technology. Because we have groomed and cultivated, especially our two youngest generations, to not be thinkers. They have been groomed to be followers, and they don't have any skill sets. And that's why the powers that be, I mean, I've given thousands of examples on how colleges, 90% of the degrees are worthless. They're calling everything racist, everything white supremacist, even math. How can math be racist? It's the dumbing down of America. And I've given thousands of examples over the years on how we've been distracted. Bread and circuses are a great example. Or dumbed down. I've given thousands of examples of that. And distracted. The tearing is apart by groups. And if we don't drop the hyphen from being Americans, we're not going to survive. Because they're destroying us by race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, even generation. Everything's a race bait, a gender bait, a sexual orientation bait. We have to control the narrative, folks. And the only way to do it is to read up, research up, and speak up in that order. Vince?
He said something that I found quite interesting. And I've read the same articles that you have regarding the subject, that math is racist. I've got to tell you, Rich, if I were chatting with someone and that person said to me, math is racist, my immediate response would be three words. You're an idiot. I mean, really?
It's a divide and conquer strategy. That's all it is. It's putting one group against another. And people are waking up to that.
Math is factual, unless we're lying with statistics. But, gosh, I really would say that. I would say that person is an idiot. I mean, Rich, you know, we've talked about, wouldn't it be nice to have good news on USA Prepares? Well, it's hard. It's really hard to have good news. Because yesterday there was a coronal mass ejection that reached the sun, reached from the sun to the earth. And astronomers said that the northern lights that are visible, you know, normally they're kind of a yellow and reddish and orange. Well, this one was purple and green. And it hit the earth, but fortunately there wasn't much damage, if any. But it could have taken us out. It literally could have taken us out yesterday. The most famous of these coronal mass ejections was a storm that happened in 1859, a solar storm. And these charged particles during a solar flare blasted the Earth's atmosphere. And they set both ends of telegraph lines on fire. That's how much energy the sun had. And now we are so dependent on electronics, so dependent. What would happen? What would happen? And I have some suggestions. I got some information sent to me about this new device that you can hook to your electrical panel that will protect your house from an EMP. Well, sort of. But the technology has been around for a long time. It's called metal oxide varistors, MOVs. And those are the little disc-shaped devices about the size of a, well, it could be the size of a dime, the size of a nickel, the size of a quarter, inside the surge protectors. And they absorb these surges and send them to the ground connection, the center part of your 120-volt plug or receptacle. Well, you can buy common breaker replacements, circuit breaker replacements, that you take out, take off your electrical panel cover, and you plug in a replacement two-position breaker, and it will have metal oxide varistors, or MOVs, and it will ground excess current. That's a really good start. But you don't have to buy the latest and greatest, you know, several hundred dollar one. You can buy one for less than $100, and you can do it yourself. So I suggest you consider that, and I suggest you also use surge protection throughout your house. And even more important is unplug electrical devices you don't want to get blown. That's the big one right there. Unplug them, including the phone.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you've ever been to teach on the East Coast, you might have seen these single-engined airplanes pulling a banner advertising something, you know, across the ocean as you're on the beach. You're looking out over the water and you hear the roar of the engine, and you look up and there's this silly banner being pulled by an airplane. Well, I've got some great news. Now, in Russia, they were going to put up a lot of satellites. They're called CUBE, C-U-B-E, sats. CUBE sats. C-U-B-E-S-A-T, as in CUBE satellites. And they were going to have these satellites in space, and they would be illuminated so that you could see things like drink Pepsi and other kinds of wonderful advertisements in the night sky. So you look up, and the brightest thing that you'd see would be these billboards in the sky, which would be satellites. Pepsi was going to do this. And we said, when we heard about this, you know what? If they're gonna litter our skies, and we look up at night, and one thing that's not polluted yet, they're going to destroy that, boycott Pepsi. Well, I don't know if they heard what we had to say, or other people were saying the same thing that we're saying, or they just figured out themselves that this was like a dumb idea. They pulled the plug on it. They're not going to do it. Great news, right, Rich?
Well, it is great news, and that's why the people we have to be aware of what's happening. We have to do our own reading and research, so we can stick up for ourselves, because nobody else is going to do it. We get sandblasted by the powers that be, who want to, by design, hold on to the narratives, the memes, themes, talking points. They don't want to give the microphone to anybody, because they have to pull the wool over our eyes for their profit, their benefits. Look at the people who make the money in this country. They're the innovators of censorship, of surveillance, and high technocracy. Those are the people who are getting the benefits. Everybody else is going to be the sheeple who are going to be monitored. And look at the people who create the distractions, like Bread and Circuses, the actors, the professional athletes, the singers. Okay, this is all done by design. So that's why they get a lot of money. Why do the teachers get a lot of money, especially professors? Because they can basically socially indoctrinate our youth and tell them that math should be subjective. I mean, we have reached new heights of stupidity and cowardice in America. And of course, the division. The people who are willing to stick up for a certain group so the divide and conquer strategies can continue. These are the people who are getting the recognition, who are getting the money. But if you are sticking up for truth, if you're sticking up for the little guy, if you're sticking up for commerce and capitalism, God forbid you're going to get demonized, discredited, and delegitimized around every corner. So it's up to us people to do something about it. A lot of people I see are giving up, and I don't blame them. But I think if we all stuck together as bottom 93%ers, not by what skin pigmentation we have, not by what gender we have, not by what sexual orientation we have, if we stuck together and gave people jobs based on merit, on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, showing up at meetings on time, et cetera, and criteria of that nature, we could be great again. But we've allowed the narratives to control our thought. And these are all subsets under political correctness. That's what group identity politics is. That's what victim group status is. That's why Candace Owens is so hated. Because people are shedding light on the strategies of divide and conquer that the powers that be are using. All subsets under political correctness. And if we stick together as little people, we can hopefully change our own destiny.
I was thinking about what you said. Since math is now subjective, I can pay my bills in what I think they should be, right? Rather than what I agreed to pay previously. So I was thinking propane is now $2.429 a gallon. To me, that's like 19 cents. So I think I should pay 19 cents a gallon. I mean, since it's subjective, right?
Richie, absolutely.
Thanks so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge with us here at USA.
My pleasure, man.
It's always delightful being with you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.